This is Akashwani, the news read by Hage Ani. In by-elections held on Wednesday for 13 assembly constituencies of 7 states, the first 6 results have come so far from Punjab, Himachal Pradesh and West Bengal. The ruling Aam Aadmi Party has won the Jalandhar West Reserved Assembly seat. In Himachal, the ruling Congress has won 2 seats while BJP has bagged 1 seat. In West Bengal, ruling All India Trinamool Congress won Raiganj and Bagda seats, counting for remaining constituency is underway in 7 assembly constituencies. The Aam Aadmi Party candidate Mohinder Bhagat won the seat by a margin of 37,325 votes. He defeated BJP candidate Sheetal Angural in the triangular contest. Aam Aadmi Party candidate Mohinder Bhagat won the Jalandhar West Reserved Assembly constituency by a big margin of 37,325 votes. In Himachal, Congress candidates Kamlesh Thakur from Dehra and Hardeep Singh Baba from Nalagar have emerged victorious, while Ashish Sharma from BJP has won from Hamirpur. The ruling Congress won in Dehra and Nalagar, while the BJP secured a victory in the Hamirpur Assembly seat. In the Dehra Assembly constituency, Congress candidate and wife of Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu, Kamlesh Thakur, won by 9,399 votes. In Nalagar, Congress candidate Hardeep Singh Baba won by 8,990 votes. In contrast, BJP candidate Ashish Sharma won from the Hamirpur seat by 1,571 votes. With this by-election results, the number of ruling Congress MLAs in the State Assembly has now reached 40, while the number of BJP MLA stands at 28. In West Bengal, Krishna Kalyani from Raiganj bagged the assembly seat, defeating Manas Kumar Ghosh of BJP by 36,402 votes. In West Bengal, TMC is leading on rest 3 assembly seats, which went for by polls. In West Bengal, Mukut Mani Adhikari of All India Trinamool Congress won Ranaghat Dakshin Assembly seat, defeating Manoj Kumar Viswas of BJP by 39,048 votes. In Uttarakhand, Congress has won the Mangalore Vidhan Sabha seat of Haridwar district. However, it has not been officially announced yet. Congress Kazi Nizamuddin got 31,727 votes on the Mangalore seat, followed by BJP's Kartar Singh Padana in the second place with 31,305 votes. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Mumbai, Maharashtra today. He will launch Dedicate to the Nation and lay the foundation stone for multiple projects related to the road, railways and ports sector worth more than 29,400 crore rupees at NESCO Exhibition Centre, Goregaon. In the evening, Mr. Modi will visit the Indian News Service Secretariat to inaugurate the INS Towers. At around 5:30 in the evening, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach the NESCO Exhibition Centre in Goregaon, where he will lay the foundation stone for multiple projects, including Thane Borivali Tunnel Project, Tunnel work of Goregaon Mulund Link Road, Kalyan Yard Remodeling and Gati Shakti Multimodal Cargo Terminal at Tarbe in Navi Mumbai. Prime Minister will dedicate to the nation the new platforms at Lokmanya Tilak Terminus and extension of platforms at the Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj Terminus Station. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a high-level meeting in New Delhi to review the implementation of the Vibrant Villages program. During the meeting, Mr. Shah said under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the government is committed to all-round development of border villages of the country. He stressed on the need to provide employment opportunities to local residents and increase connectivity to prevent migration from border villages. Mr. Shah said Central Armed Police Forces and Army deployed around the border villages should encourage purchase of local agricultural and handicraft products through cooperatives. The minister said the residents of the nearby villages should get the benefit of healthcare facilities available for Army and CAPFs. Union Home Secretary Ajay Bhalla and other senior officials of the ministry are attending the meeting. In Wimbledon tennis, 7th-seeded Jasmine Paolini will take on 31st-seed Barbora Krejcikova in the women's singles final in London this evening at 6:30 p.m. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.